The relatively high cost of mobile data in the Czech Republic has been in the headlines after a minister suggested people should consume more if they want to pay less. The Prime Minister is set to discuss the matter with operators, and there have been suggestions that the planned arrival of a fourth operator will help customers make savings. Ian Willoughby has more.
Just over a week ago, Marta Novakova, the Anno-appointed Minister of Industry and Trade, made an eye-catching statement on the price of mobile phone data in the Czech Republic, which ranks among the highest in the whole of the EU. Ms. Novakova told Czech television that data was more costly than in other European states because Czechs were relatively reluctant to purchase it, making it harder for operators to make a return on their investment. The suggestion that people should consume more in order to secure fairer prices instantly sparked an avalanche of criticism and countless online parodies. Prime Minister Andrej Babiš refused to take action against the minister, but did say she had expressed herself poorly. Other politicians have raised the suggestion that the answer doesn't lie with Czech customers downloading more. Rather, the planned arrival of a fourth operator on the market should put downward pressure on prices. Speaking on Czech TV on Sunday, senior ANO politician Jaroslav Faltinek said his boss was on the case.
The Prime Minister has written a letter to the head of the Association of Mobile Networks Operators, Jiří Šuchman, to ask him for a meeting to discuss the issues of prices, changing operators, fines for ending contracts early, and preparations for a fourth operator.
Czechs are currently served by Vodafone, T-Mobile and O2. The launch of a fourth operator has proven a boon in other countries, according to Jakub Michalek of the Pirate Party. Also speaking on Czech TV, he offered the example of Italy, where the arrival of the Iliad service last May shook things up in that country.
They have prices that are 10 times lower than in the Czech Republic. 3 million customers switched to Iliad and price levels dropped by 20%. When we are speaking about legislation and we know that an auction should take place in the autumn, then all the major parties should agree not to overload the bill with lots of other things. We should limit the scope at the beginning to make sure it passes before the foreign operators carry out their calculations.
Mr. Michalek also said the pirates were pushing for a reduction in the penalties imposed for annulling a contract with an operator and switching to a rival provider. At present, the maximum charge is a fifth of the fixed figure remaining until the customer's contract expires.